Como madre orgullosa, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Y los únicos huevos que compro son Eggland's Best. ¿Casualidad? ¡Para nada! No importa cómo los cocines, siempre están frescos y deliciosos. Además, tienen más vitaminas D y E y un 25% menos de grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. ¿Por qué conformarse con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos. Visita egglandsbest.com para obtener más información.
Welcome to Shift Talking, a podcast where we explore the art and science of behavior change. I'm your host, Davina Hain, a mental health coach and founder of A Steady Space. Join me as we discuss actionable tips, inspiring stories, and expert insights to help you create lasting change once and for all. Now, let's get to the Shift Talking. Welcome. I am so stoked to have you here. It's our very first episode. I am so honored and so fortunate to be here. I am Davina Hain. I am an anger management specialist and mental health coach. I'm based here in Las Vegas. I've lived here the vast majority of my life, fortunately or unfortunately. And I am a married mother of two children. We have been through a fuck ton of stuff, and it has been hard. And no matter what, it has been worth it. It was actually during my master's degree in forensic and counseling psychology that I learned I did not want to be a traditional therapist in any way, shape, or form. I saw so many people getting diagnoses and, of course, learning about diagnoses and benefiting so greatly from that program and learning how to be a really solid provider and clinician. And during that time, I really just recognized how much of our work is geared toward diagnosing, carrying those diagnoses through, and then also carrying this label all the way through when it comes to how we view ourselves and how we view the world, how we engage within it. My concentration within my program was forensic psychology. I was endlessly intrigued by deviancy. I found it so interesting, and I really just wanted to understand a little bit more about how we can all tick in different ways. It was during that time that I also got a bit disenchanted with the traditional therapeutic model. Do not get me wrong, it is needed. And it is a great resource. It is life-saving for millions of people. And for me as a provider, it didn't match. I recognized quite quickly that it wasn't really something that I wanted to do long-term. I saw how many of us are lacking these basic life skills of emotional intelligence, self-regulation, anger management, conflict resolution, all of these things. And I didn't quite know what I wanted to do at the time, but I knew that I wanted to do something. I wanted to do something within this space. So after a brief few years of feeling like a complete and utter loser, failure, who wasted all of that time getting a degree and also was in deep amounts of debt as a result of it, I had been able to really survey the people around me, my friends, my family, my employer, my coworkers, and found where I had a really solid niche. And I remembered always being this mediator for as long as I could remember, right? Of not wanting people to fight, trying to be the voice of reason in between, and also needing a voice of reason when I was not being reasonable. But I knew that I wanted to do something within a capacity of being client-facing, and really being a positive agent of change for people in their lives. I wanted to help people find balance, and that is where A Steady Space came from. That's why I named my practice what it is. It is all about coming in, doing the work, finding some balance, and going back out into the world. I am not a chronic therapeutic model. I am skills to get you where you need to go so that you hopefully never have to see me again, but maybe want to. And when you're ready to step up again, that's when you find me. You come back and we continue this evolution process. So while I knew that I wanted to be this agent of change in people's lives, I had zero clue of how to do that. What I did choose to do, though, was start where most of us start, which is within our home, within ourselves, and within our relationships. So I started with my husband. I wanted to fix him. I chose anger management because it still gave me a bit of that like forensic side that I was craving, and also something that felt approachable and that I could just fully absorb and specialize within. And yes, overall, I really was looking to fix my husband. I was hoping to infiltrate from within and help him see the version of himself that I knew he could be. I saw this man in his soul and saw how tender and kind and considerate he could be, while also seeing how deeply wounded he was from these generational traumas and him specific traumas that he experienced. So I went for the certification, invested in it, and quite quickly realized that I was so much of the problem too. So we had had this very typical young, tumultuous love. He was avoidantly attached. I was anxiously attached. We would fight. He would get loud. He would hit things. He would storm out. I would chase him. I would cry. I would beg him to stay. And this whole thing was just so dramatic and theatrical. But it was so deeply, viscerally true for us. We didn't know any way through. All we knew is that we loved each other really hard. And we just wanted to find our way through it. So when he and I would fight, even if I was a bit irrational or a lot of bit irrational, the way that he would respond to my irrationality was so grandiose. It was so large and offensive that he sucked up all of the blame. And I was perfectly willing to make sure that he took it. I was perfectly willing, if not demanding, that he take almost all of the accountability because how he was behaving was so problematic and it upset me so deeply and hurt me so deeply that I got to view him as, you are the problem, but I'm cool. You do the work. I don't need to change at all. And what I learned in my certification for anger management and all of this training was how deeply wrong I was. I didn't understand that just because he was the one Hulk smashing through walls, that didn't mean that I was also deeply part of this problem, that I also was harboring anger that was just more passive. I didn't realize how much anger I was carrying because I wasn't the one Hulk smashing through walls. I was the one who withheld emotion, who held a grudge, who judged, who internalized all of these things and also made it like it was my too bad. Like this was my problem to deal with. I isolated. I didn't share these things with anyone. It was really hard for me. And so once I went through this certification and I learned this, I was just like, holy shit. Ugh, I don't get to just blame him. I actually have to recognize my part, take accountability in it. And he would have likely been perfectly fine carrying all of that. But I knew that I would continue to view him poorly if I didn't allow myself to carry some of the weight. So there were many other things that unfolded in order to get us to the point that we are now and to get him ready to do this work. So in the meantime, I started doing it. I was working with my clients. I was more so just terrified to be fully client-facing in this business that I just started and, you know, basically had no idea how to run. And I just started working. I got to work with these clients and they started benefiting quite quickly. So right from the get, this position, this practice of mine was instantly rewarding. I knew quickly that this is where I needed to be, where I wanted to be. I just had to figure out how to continue to allow myself to be here. I had to level up in so many ways. And I was not willing to be one of those providers who told people what to do and didn't follow it. Do as I say, not as I do. And while I tried that at times, it ended up not serving me because how can I be a part of something that I'm unwilling to be a part of? How can I steer a ship when I don't even know what it's made of? When I don't even know how it can prepare itself for rough seas? So I made sure that I was doing the work. A lot of these things came to a head and in ways that I will of course share down the line. And they rocked me and they rocked my husband and our entire family unit, and what we now lovingly refer to as his crisis, our crisis. It is now recognized as being this beautiful catalyst that got us to where we are now. This whole idea of rock bottom is real. Some of us need it directly, and some of us just need it by proxy. We need to witness it. And once we do, there's no turning back. There's no pretending like I don't know what it looks like that deep. And that's what happened for us. Fast forward 5 years, I've worked with hundreds of couples, hundreds of individuals, businesses, families, and I have done what I could within my power and within my scope to help them connect and nurture these relationships that are so deeply important to us, how we can get out of our own way and be the version of us that we know we are capable of. This shit's scary, and a lot of the time it does not feel good. But once we're through it, there's no turning back. I choose me, and I choose this version of me hands down any day of the week, above any other one that has existed before me. And I want that for everyone, and I want that for you. So shift talking, what it means, where it came from, how it originated, and where we are hoping that it can evolve to. So first off, we start with the whole concept of a shift. So it is, of course, conceptually just a shift in mindset, perspective, and all of this. It also serves as an acronym for this whole embodiment of a transitional character. Transitional character refers to an individual within a family or community who disrupts the cycle of trauma by actively working to heal themselves and prevent its continuation in future generations. They actively work on themselves. They decide that they will become the new exception to the rule. These characters embody resilience, courage, and a commitment to breaking destructive patterns. Traditional characters aren't going to get it easy, right? They have to undergo a personal journey of self-discovery, healing, empowerment. They are the ones who confront painful memories, confrontational family dynamics, and societal pressures that perpetuate the cycle of trauma. It's through their actions and choices that they demonstrate a willingness to challenge the status quo and create a more positive future for themselves and their descendants. They are these inspiring figures who offer hope and guidance to others who are struggling. Their stories highlight the importance of resilience, self-awareness, and the power of healing in overcoming intergenerational trauma and/or core patterns that have been passed down generationally. From the very beginning, my husband has been my muse. I created the acronym of SHIFT around him, and I thought about everything that behavior change requires and also everything that he demanded of himself throughout his behavior change. So first, we start with the S, which is the self. It's self-awareness, self-regulation. It's getting to know ourselves and becoming self-aware so that we know how we're engaging in the world and how the world engages with us. We know ourselves so that we can trust ourselves, our intuition, our goals. We can believe in ourselves and know that no matter what, we choose us. And where we go will be a smoother paved path. If we know where we've been, we know who we are, and we know who we want to be. The H is for healing. Healing from the bullshit. And this can be as deep as, you know, generational traumas, anything within our upbringing, or it can be as kind of surface as healing from the mistakes that we've made and learning how to forgive ourselves. The I is innovation. We're basically innovating the way that we live our lives, the way that we demand of ourselves and of others. We are trying new and different things. We are innovating our communication, our conflict styles. And then the F is fortitude. Through all of this, we build mental fortitude, that grit, that willingness to keep going and keep evolving, even when we get friction, even when it doesn't feel good, even when we don't want to. And ultimately, we get into that level of T. That transformation of self. It's not changing everything about ourselves all at once or at all. It is about recognizing and allowing for all of this work to lead to the actual changes and evolution that we set out to achieve in the first place. All of these together, through knowing myself, healing myself, innovating myself, building fortitude within myself, and transforming myself, is how we ultimately get to be this transitional character for ourselves, for our loved ones, and of course, for the next generation. You know, the traditional therapeutic model makes sense for those of us who carry these diagnoses and have more pervasive challenges within them. For many of us, though, who would qualify for a diagnosis, no doubt, and some of us who still carry them, myself included, some of us just need the work. We need the skills. We need the education. We need the encouragement and this level of friendship and collaboration that can exist within these four walls. And that's where I went from a hyper-rigid, super-boundaried, forensic prison system provider and into a provider that I describe as being a professional friend. We get to level with one another. I make disclosures just like I'll make in here. And we get to evolve alongside one another. I am never going to sit in this position and act like I know better or more. I just know different. And I am constantly learning from my clients and applying their insight and their little tokens into my life. And I'm seeing what works and I'm seeing what doesn't. the vast majority of everything that I will ever share here is going to be evidence-based. I deeply believe in research. I believe it to be absolutely necessary when we are doing this work to know what the research is showing us. The research that people more qualified and much smarter than I are doing every day. And how fortunate are we that we get to benefit by proxy from their hard work? All we have to do is apply it. Doing something like this and putting myself out there in this way is scary. And I've only ever benefited from the things that scared me. Even if at the time I was terrified. Even if at the time I thought I wouldn't get through it. I was convinced that I wouldn't. But here I am. Through each trial you go through, you will gather more and more evidence that you are perfectly capable of doing all of this. Please remember, this is your empowerment, one shift at a time. Stay steady, and I'm going to see you next time.